You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was trying to make a little extra money babysitting, but she really should have charged more to watch the kids in their haunted house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free there. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and I'm excited to be talking with Harper today.
Hello, hello, hello.
Because Harper had a big week, and I've been dying to catch up with you on this, but you went back to school, and that's always a big deal, but it's even a really, I think, a really big deal for you because from COVID, pretty much, you've been doing homeschooling.
Yeah.
So this is your first time back in a classroom in 3 years or 2 years? Because you're in fifth grade now.
I did third grade, not in homeschool for a little while. So it's honestly only been two, but then I went back into homeschooling in throughout fourth grade and then now in fifth grade. So there's been pauses in between my time in homeschooling, but I've been doing homeschooling a lot.
So tell me, what was it like to be back in a classroom with kids?
It felt nice. I have a whole bunch of friends and I'm really grateful for them. And I'm honestly just happy to be back and socializing.
That just gives me all the goosebumps. I was so hoping you would say that, because I know last time when you went back to school, it was like you weren't loving it and your class, and you were more comfortable doing homeschooling, and you're really good at homeschooling. I'm going to throw that out there, because Harper gets up, she gets her work done, she's always ahead of it. Like, you do a really good job of motivating yourself, and a lot of kids don't, but you, my friend, are very good at it.
And honestly, it just made sense to do homeschooling while we were recording and stuff, so it would work for the both of us more better. But now that I'm back in school, I'm really grateful to be back in school and that we can still record and it's not like everywhere all the time.
Yeah. It's just so fun. And now you can maybe find some activities that you want to get involved in.
I've been getting on my dad to get me into tennis.
I'm going to tell you this, because you told me that the other night we were texting, because on her first day of school, I'm like, how did it go? And you said that you want to do tennis, but your dad hasn't signed you up. So just so you know, I talked to your dad this week and I said, you need to get Harper signed up for tennis. So just know I was advocating for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Just throw me in whenever you need me. I'm happy to do it.
Thank you.
So let's hear this ghost story. This is like, I remember when I was a little bit older than you. I think I started when I was 12. Babysitting, I can't believe there was ever anybody that trusted me at 12 years old to watch their child, but they did. And so I made a little bit of extra money that way. And there was several creepy experiences. I remember like some, God, and I'm sure it just felt paranormal, but it wasn't, because I was just by myself in a house that I didn't know, watching people's kids and waiting for the parents to get home. But this is babysitting in a haunted house. So I'm glad I never had to do that, really. So it says, I have had many paranormal experiences during my lifetime, but this story is from the early 1980s when I was a teenager and lived in Maryland. Back then, the paranormal was not mainstream, and the only paranormal program we could watch was In Search Of, LOL. At age 12, I started babysitting for a family I was very fond of in my neighborhood. Parents were very sweet, and so were the four little ones they had. Oh my God, she's 12. Watching four kids. She's just a little kid herself.
That would certainly be a hassle.
That's a lot. Because even as an adult, if someone asked me, you want to watch my four kids? I'd be like, are you crazy?
No.
Can I bring in some backup? It's a lot. It says they were also a very religious Christian family whose lives revolved around the church. At homework time, I used to have to help the kids memorize their assigned Bible verses for school. From the first time I entered the home, I felt very uneasy. The feeling never went away over the next 4 years that I worked for them. Oh my God. She watched
4 years for four kids and you're 12?
12 to 16.
That sounds horrible.
That doesn't feel very Christian to me, but I don't know. Oh, I feel bad for her. But I get wanting to make more money babysitting because I did the same thing, but still. Yeah. Mostly little weird things would happen, either to me or to them. I would also make sure to lock the basement door when I arrived, as it gave me serious goosebumps. I never went down there and forbade the children from going there when I was there. It did not help the creep factor that the house was minimally furnished, with the living room and dining rooms completely empty. There were no curtains or shades either. I know they were struggling financially, and at least the family room had furniture and a TV. Likewise, the bedrooms were Spartan, with only a bed in each and a dresser. Furniture is expensive. Maybe they just couldn't afford it. But that would kind of help the creep factor a little bit.
Yeah, big empty spaces kind of freak me out.
Especially when there's a big empty dining room, a big empty living room.
Yeah.
And a basement that gives you the creeps. Babysitting during daylight hours was a little unnerving, as I just kept having this chronic feeling of uneasiness. But as a teen, I needed the money, so I kept going back. The kids were adorable, and I just busied myself with them so that I didn't think about my uneasiness. I cringed when I had to go babysit at night. I could feel eyes, and she put that in quotes, eyes, boring into me, no matter what part of the house I was in, although the majority of the time we were all in the family room. It would get more eerie after I put the kids to bed. I would turn on the TV for a welcome distraction, but it always felt like someone was in the family room leering at me. I was not very savvy back then about ghosts or the paranormal. In retrospect, I would have done prayers and a cleansing. As a side note, I babysat for other families during this time period and never had any problem, only at this one house. Probably because that was the only haunted one.
Or maybe it's just paranoia. Like, big empty spaces can easily give you paranoia. It does that to me.
I see where you're coming from, because can freak yourself out.
And big empty spaces honestly aren't that welcoming, in my opinion.
Not welcoming at all. There's nothing homey about a big open space.
Yeah, so like, I like cozy spaces. So like, honestly, it's just, if it feels cozy, then you're probably good and not paranoid. But paranoia can easily spark from big empty spaces.
And with the kids' rooms not having much in them, it's almost like they're ready to move out at any time.
Yeah, I wonder why.
One summer day, I was on the first floor and the kids were out back playing. I heard the most god-awful crash on the second floor. The closest way I could describe it was that it sounded as if an entire cabinet full of china had been pushed over and it all crashed and broke all over the floor. The floor actually shook over my head. I was shaking like a leaf and ran outside to gather the kids and head to a neighbor's house for help. I wanted to call the police. I was sure someone had gotten into the house. Well, this neighbor, who was very brave or stupid, did a search of the upstairs and nothing was out of place. We all stayed down at my house until their mom got home, and I told her what happened. She didn't have much to say. I think she was stunned or hiding something from me. Another time, I babysat for a couple of days in a row when the parents went away, and I opened the garage door. Oh, this is so gross. I don't even know if I can talk about this.
Go ahead.
Do bugs freak you out and creepy crawly things?
Not really.
Because this could give you nightmares. Okay, so that's just a trigger warning. I'm getting ready to read something about maggots. So just know that you might have to fast forward if that creeps you out. So it says, I opened the garage door and it says, millions of maggots were crawling all over the garage floor. It was like a scene straight out of a horror movie. The floor was a sea of wiggling worm-like things. That is so gross. This garage was enormous, so imagine the horror of seeing that. I discovered that the parents forgot to put a trash can outside, but the sheer volume of creepy crawlies all over the place could not be explained by one trash can. Maybe it could. It says maggots stay near their food source, and I would think they would. Now, here's the part I don't get. It says, I spent hours cleaning the garage out with Ajax and a hose, disgusting beyond description and typical of the weird things that went on there. That, like, at the $1.50 an hour she might have been making at the time, there's no way that I would be cleaning out their garage.
Millions of maggots.
There is no way I could clean that out.
I would quit right then and there. Just, no, you can take your four kids. I'm not cleaning up this maggots.
Well, and I would just be like, you know what? We're going to go stay at my house until your parents get home because, you know, when you could, oh, that was so gross. You know, the garbage needed to go out.
But, I don't even think that can come from one garbage. I've never had maggots in my garbage.
You know, when it's really, really hot out and I kind of watch like what I dump out, like food waste or something like that. And when it's really, really hot like this, because I have seen them in my trash can before, which is so gross to me. Not millions. No.
Exactly. So
I will just keep the food in my fridge until like the day before trash day. Oh, that's so gross. So it says, when I was 16, after 4 years of babysitting for this family, I went up to babysit again, as usual. But the mom had a very weird look on her face and said that she had something to tell me, but she didn't want to scare me. She said that she and her husband were constantly hearing footsteps and walking on the second floor when no one was up there. I can't remember my response, but I felt at least I wasn't crazy. I knew something resided there. It was incredible news because this revelation came from a super religious family who did not believe in ghosts. Shortly after that, they put the house up for sale and moved to another state. Looking back,
I would too.
I think that was a good idea. And they didn't have that much furniture, so good. Looking back, our old neighborhood had been built on what was previously a farm. I had heard that the prior farm resident had hanged himself. Not sure if that had anything to do with the haunting or not. Their property also felt strange. As soon as I stepped into their yard, I didn't like it. Maybe the land was the problem? I also find it curious that all of the families I did babysit for, this particular family was the religious one and the one being haunted. Jennifer. I think that, I don't know that it even had anything to do with their religion. It just might be they were living in a haunted house.
It could just be like wrong place, wrong time.
Right? And I could also see if they were religious, depending on their faith, it might not be something that they could really sync up. It's like that hauntings and ghosts and all that don't really go along with my belief system. So maybe that was hard for them.
But that's weird.
I think it's weird. And, you know, at 12 years old, that is a lot.
Yeah.
I remember at 12 years old, I had to, my mom signed me up to do it, and I babysat for her friend, Because mom's like, well, Carol needs the money. And so she signed me up. I was 12 and I was babysitting. I am not kidding you. For a, maybe a 6 month old.
I could see you doing that.
I don't know if I did a very good job at it, but.
I'm sorry, but that was really funny.
But I know that the child survived. It wasn't injured. It wasn't harmed in any way. I did my best.
That's surprising.
But it was creepy. It was not a haunted house, but this woman was like horrible at housekeeping. And there was moldy bottles and she had never cleaned her toilet and just dirt and trash everywhere. It was the nastiest job I ever had, with all respect to her. Okay, I've got another story. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, good evening, guys. My name is Joey, calling out of the state of Ohio. And I just want to say first and foremost that I love your guys' show. It's always nice to hear the creepy things that go on in this world. But I figured I'd go ahead and put forth something that has happened to me. And maybe you guys will enjoy it. So here it goes. A long time ago, since I was a little kid, I have a grandpa. His name is DJ. His name is Dick Justice. Called him DJ for short. He was kind of an in-tune kind of guy, very soft-spoken, never raised his voice. Out of the whole time that I ever knew the man, did I ever hear him yell? My mom would tell me stories when he was younger that never, you know, would he ever raise his voice to anybody, ever show any kind of aggression. But he was a very, very special person. Of course, he's passed away now, and it was very hard to see someone like that go for the legacy that he left behind. You know, you just don't see people like that nowadays. It's just that old school, something that you just don't see today in this world. Anyway, he's very in tune to another sense. I always called it his sixth sense. My mom called it his sixth sense as well. He could feel spirits. It was so in tune to where you could be standing in a room and it was almost like he felt like he could just point to a corner of a room, not necessarily look at us and say, oh, there's something standing there. That's Jane over there, or that's Billy, or that's Bob. It was just something that he had. It was a gift that he's always had. A lot of my family are also in tune with stuff like that. It's just a gift. I don't know if it goes back from lineages. I don't know. But one night, this was about a month after he had passed away. Basically, I was just laying in bed, you know, watching TV, fell asleep. Best way I could say is I basically woke up, and as I woke up at my bedroom door, because the only thing that was in my room, there was no lights, the TV was on, but that was it. So it was a very, very dim light. There was basically what I would consider a shadow figure standing at my door. Now, stuff like that happened to me as a kid. You know, you might see something walk by real quick and, oh, it's not no big deal. Something like that you would see out of your peripheral and, you know, you couldn't explain it, but you just let it go. So long story short, I sat up into my bed and I asked that shadowy figure, whatever it was, who are you? And the weirdest thing in the world is that I was very, very scared, but then I felt almost like a happiness. I can't really explain how my emotions had shifted so fast like they did. So next thing I know, after I asked who they were, it took a step forward. As the shadow figure began to step forward, I could feel myself almost like there was a hand in my chest that was pushing me down. So as I was trying to resist and I'm trying to lean forward, I'm trying to get almost necessarily get out of my bed, it kept pushing down. And as it was pushing down, the creature or the shadow figure, I guess you could say, began to come closer and closer and closer and closer to where it was actually standing at the side of my bed over top of me. How I know this, I don't know. I don't know if there was like a message that was being put into my brain or there was just some type of old speaking that, you know, maybe I've lost or us as a culture have lost. I have no idea, but I knew right then and there that that man standing next to me was no longer a shadow figure. It was a man. It was him. It was my grandfather. The best way I could say is he basically put forth a hand to lay me back down in my bed. As I laid back down, I could just feel like everything was going to be okay and that there was a reason that he was there. Well, not to get too emotional, the next day, after all of this had happened, I woke up and it almost felt like when I was looking through my eyes into this world, it was never the same. Never the same. Every time I would go places, I would feel something, almost where something would rush up behind me and I could feel like a breathing sensation across my neck. Or if I would go to a friend's house and I would feel a happiness, but yet I could feel like something was standing right there beside me. My friends have always called me, you know, oh, well, you're just loopy. You don't know what you're talking about, you know, whatever. But what I have put forth and what I've seen in my life from here, from that day till now, what I believe is my grandfather was coming to visit me to give me this gift that he has always had. And he had to choose somebody that could handle it, that could deal with it, that could maybe put something better into this world, or maybe speak to those spirits that need that help to go to the next and great beyond. Now, I've heard a lot on the show, you know, you hear a lot of, you know, you hear demonic or you hear like sad things. And this is not a sad thing for me. This is something that's very happy. Am I glad to have this gift? Yes, I am. I am so very, very happy that I can go somewhere that I've never been before. And I can just feel things that I've never necessarily felt. And it's just amazing. If he was giving me this gift to maybe one day that when I get to an older age that I could help that one spirit go to where they need to go, to heaven, or where they need to, you know, wherever it is after the afterlife, then that's what I'm here to do. And it's just a great feeling. I was very happy that I got this gift. I also have more experiences that I've been through with other people, other spirits, other entities, that I hope to call you guys back, and I'll break down each story for you. So I really appreciate you guys, you know, giving us people this opportunity. That way we can tell you our stories and express the things that have happened in our lives, because, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. So that's my story. I know it's not that great, but there's other things that will come in the future, and I hope to call back and let you know some of the good things that have happened and some of the bad things that I've ran myself into. So thank you guys so very, very much. I really, really appreciate your guys' show. It's amazing. I listen to it every day at work, which is where I'm at right now. So keep it going. You guys are doing a fantastic job, and hope to hear more from different people and you guys as well. So thank you so much, and have a good one. Bye, guys.
So what do you think of that story? Do you think that his grandfather kind of came to him and passed him that gift that he had? You think that's possible?
Oh, yeah, I do. And I think during the story when he was saying, like, I could go to, like, when he could go to a friend's house, and he would, like, feel, like, something there and also, like, a happiness. I almost think that he was, like, almost the grandfather, like, almost, like, staying there with him and almost, like, following him.
It definitely seems like the grandfather.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because he was scared, and then it was, like, a happiness came over him.
Yeah.
I was really, really close to my grandmother, really close to my dad. And I think if I felt either one of them around me had an experience like that, which would totally freak me out, but then I would be like, Grandma? I think there would be kind of a feeling of familiarity and love and all of those feelings that you connect with that person. You know, and I've heard a lot of stories about kind of generational abilities. It seems like something that does kind of pass down in some families.
Yeah.
But what I love about it is he sounds so at peace with all of it. Like, he sounds excited about it. He sounds like, I've got all these other stories. Some of them I've handled well, some not so well. But it would be interesting to hear more from him, because I think that's the kind of gift you got to learn how to use.
Yeah, I would definitely love to hear more.
So if you have a real ghost story, we'd sure like to hear it. You can call in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, it's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.